Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ. Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, the international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite. Night.
Interface complete.
All right, let me get this, y'all, on real quick, people. I got to get the old chat room up. We got a special day today, people. This is not just too much motherfucking music Thursday. Today, people, y'all, hold on, man. Y'all, hold on. Let me get this, because I got to get the applause. And, you know, I got to make sure everything is official. Is official. I just want to let y'all know that today is, you know what I'm saying? score now. Shouts out to Ms. Heavenly Angel for the birthday. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get it started up in this morning. And it's Muraneka. Get this Muraneka.
Hey, thanks, Captain. Smells so good.
What's out now? Voila.
How are you doing?
Oh, we got, now, I know that's your motherfucking ass in the building.
Is what?
Goddamn cyanide in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, I got to call in to say happy birthday to our sidekick.
Goddamn right.
Taco House, bring your butt up.
All the way from motherfucking Netherlands, baby. We get motherfucking birthday shout outs up in this Muraneka. You know?
Drink
can't make it too long. This is a normal telephone line, so it's really, really, really expensive.
Oh, my bad. What happened?
I just got home. I was in the car. I called in from the car.
Oh.
What's
up?
I got something. Hey, did you check your Facebook?
Did I check my Facebook?
Heavenly Angel.
No, I'm on the road driving.
Okay, I left you something extra special, you know what I'm saying? Something extra special for your birthday, you know what I'm saying? So here's your other birthday present. I'm going to go ahead and sing it to you real quick. Let me sing it to you. Y'all hold on. I got to sing to Miss Heavenly Angel for her birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Like this.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweet little lady. Oh, my, 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 my. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord
party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Thank you. May the good Lord bless you with a winning lotto ticket.
Yeah.
Mega Millions.
It's going down. Sounds like the Q Harper, man, for the birthday rendition, you know what I'm saying, right there.
Yeah, that was
rendition of the birthday song. Sounds like the Granny Tranny coming through, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Granny Tranny.
Yeah, just shot through up in here real quick. Probably come back through. That's what time
is. Right there.
And it's going down. It's Too Much Music Thursday. Got Mr. Cyanide up in this Muraneka. Representing, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucking Netherlands. Shout out to all my Dutchins, you know what I'm saying, out there. And we got the birthday girl representing Seattle, Washington. You know what I'm saying, Miss Heavenly Angel. What's your turn, 25?
What?
You turned 25 today.
Say that one more time.
You turned 25 today.
Yeah, 20. I turned 20 something.
20. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
29 forever, yeah. There you go.
All right, so
well, don't choke on it.
Day.
What?
Oh, now, I'll be trying to tell the ladies that. You know what I'm saying? Oh! My bad.
Yeah, baby.
You got to crawl before you walk, Cheryl. You got to crawl before you walk.
my knees are sore now from doing that, so.
Okay.
I'm done
following this. Right. I'm going to keep moving on by that one. Granny Tran is back up in the building. You know, well, out the building again. All right. I need some shots out, but that's what time it is. Hey, what you got planned for your big day? Where you headed to? What you got going down?
Well, I'm taking care of my grandson today. I have big now. Weekend, I'm flying off to California. My sister's sending me to California to go see, oh, my goodness, Chico de Barge. Live and in
Chico the Barge or L the Barge?
What?
Chico or L?
Chico, baby. Never mind, L.
Yeah, L, the one who got the damn new album out.
Chico got a new song, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Granny, there you go. Granny Tran is up in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? Granny Tran, you need to call in. 347-237-5125 is Heavenly Angel birthday. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get this thing crack-a-lacking, pop-a-locking for the birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Y'all know how I do birthdays right here on Regular Game Radio. Party hardy and do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what time it is. So, yeah. Come on
party.
In. Call on in. You know? Yeah. It's going down. Hey, check it out. Get what happened to me last night. Yeah, I'm saying some stupid bullshit.
What?
I'm riding down the motherfucking street going to my homeboy house. I pass the police pulling up to the little stop sign. I go by and slow down a little bit, put my turn signal on, make my little left turn, go down the street, put my blink on again, make my little right turn, pull up to my homeboy house, and pull over and cut my car. Now, I'm sitting in the... I'm drinking... a water bottle, you know what I'm saying? I added the little green tea mix to make it green tea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm drinking as I'm riding down the road. So as I pass, you know, I pass by, they ain't throw the lights on or nothing. They pulled up next to me as I pulled over and cut the car. And dude talking some, what, you in a hurry? I'm like, no. It's two black dudes in the car. I'm like, no, what's up? Talking some, well, it just seemed like he was in a hurry. I'm like, no, I ain't in no hurry. I'm here. What's up? What you need? This is
what
I'm talking to him.
What difference does it make?
Right, this is what I'm talking to. He's like, well, what's in the bottle? I say, what's in the bottle? I say, green tea? He tells a man, what's in the bottle? I said, green tea. Man, that ain't no green tea, man. That ain't. I said, what are you talking about? The water bottle? I just added green tea to it. What the fuck are you talking about? Now I'm getting mad. You know what I'm saying? Man, that ain't no green tea. I said, man, listen here. It's green tea in the bottle. He went to reach and grab it. I snatched the bag. I'm like, what you doing, man? How you don't grab nothing out nobody here, man? If I told you it's green tea, that's what it is. Man, there ain't no green tea. I said, man, it's green tea, and I ain't going to tell you again what it is. By that time, a friend came out the house, him and his family came out the house. He came out with the camera. I said, man, put this shit on camera, man. Cut the video on right now. Put this shit on camera. He started videotaping. The fucking officer said that, man, you got some ID on you. I said, hell yeah. I said, you should ask me for that when you first pulled me over. By this time, I done stepped up out the car. I jumped up out the car, handing him my ID. The other dude looking at me, talking to some, well, as he running the ID, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to him, like, he talking, man, that ain't no green tea. I drunk it right in his face. He done stepped up out the car to show me, you know, he bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? So I done took a swig right in his face, and I blew it in his face. I'm like, I say, now, if I'm drinking, I just gave you probable cause to sit up there and give me a breathalyzer test. I say, because if that smells like alcohol, then you got every right. I say, but it should smell like green tea, because that's what it is. You motherfucker sit up there talking about some, well, you know, when you made that left turn, you didn't regain control quick enough into the proper lane.
Oh, heck no.
I said, well, what the, how the hell I'm supposed to turn to the proper lane when it ain't no street divider markers down throughout the whole neighborhood? There's no dividing lines to tell you the left and right side. So
yeah.
I said, so how the hell? I said, you can't even tell me right now if I'm on the right or the wrong side because it ain't no dividing markers down. He's going to hand me my license back. You know what I'm saying? Talking about some, have a good, I said, man, y'all have a good night. He told me, man, you must have had problems with law before. I said, man, I always have problems with y'all. That's why I got the video camera. I said, that's why I got an open lawsuit with the ACLU right now, just for instances of cops pulling over and harassing me right now, just like y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm black, I'm young, I'm black, and I'm in a predominantly black neighborhood. And why two black officers pulling me over, I have no damn idea. But I have that YouTube.
I mean,
that'll be posted
pretty soon. This is all costing me about $0.50 a minute, and the sound quality is crappy, so I'm going to hang up. The only thing I got to ask you is, when do you have time to do a test show on PSN? Because I got the stream working.
Where are you coming from?
Hey, you got the stream working, people. So we, and see, that's kind of funny, man. Because honestly, if you got the stream up working, we get that shit popping on PSN. I don't know about paying for motherfucking Blog Talk, honestly. But
okay, we should do a test show in the weekend or something like that to get you familiar with the system.
Yeah.
And then talk to Jack all about getting it up on air. So, I'll make sure that I'll have everything set up for a test show this weekend. And if you have time, let's do it. And if you don't, let's do it another time.
All right. Well, I'm with it. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Sunday is really probably the best day because I don't do Jack crap on Sundays.
Alrighty. Sundays PSN has a busy day, I think, but we can use my stream if the PSN stream is not working. I've got a decent upload, so enough for a few listeners. About 50.
Oh, okay. Alright, well, I'll work around you. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Let me know.
Come on, Cameron.
Alrighty. I'm going to hang up, walk the dog. I might be back later.
All right, that's what's up. That's the side nine people solution. From the Neverland. I mean the Neverland.
My people,
my people. Yeah.
Timmy!
All right, that's Mr. Side Nine People. You tell me we international around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Got good communication going on and everything, you know? And got to, you know, always let
y'all
know.
Here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Come on out.
My foot. That's real. All right. You get the birthday song. What's your birthday song request? Get it going. No. Too much music Thursday, people. We up here live in the building. Doing real big, you know what I'm saying?
Too much music Thursday.
Too much music. You know what I mean? Oh. All right, what do you want to hear?
Oh, you know, Special Friend.
No. Yeah.
I see that. Told you I was a pig.
Oh. Sorry.
I wouldn't say that.
Sorry. Going down real big, people. We're going to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, let Heavenly Angel do what she do, get ready for her birthday. You know? Oh, yeah. While we go ahead and count out Shelly King, Special Friend. Hey, this Heavenly Angel.
Oh! What's cracking, baby? My name is Day-Day, right? This is my big-headed-ass cousin. You know, Bevo Lottie got more head than he got body. Check this out. I just spotted you right across from the lot, and I'm going to let you know it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
You know what I'm wearing? Oh, yeah. right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. We in the building, people. We're going to get a couple of these tracks, you know what I'm saying? Kick them back to back to back. Live for the birthday celebration, you know what I'm saying? Miss Heavenly Angels, yeah. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Allowing all us to see another new year, you know what I'm saying? Happy New Year to everybody out there. Muda Nega. Yeah.
party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six sick, it's party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six sick, it's party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Booty shaking fast like she's driving in a NASCAR. Club dumb rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. DJ, what's up? Get a record sweating armpits. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make it roll wild, hide you like a sun kiss. Get a diddy drop, no hit him with a two-step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Swore real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Climbing to the top, shake the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking loud, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet seat contest. Party stay live, yeah, we party to the sun hit. Yo, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at a G, yeah, she really want me. This is 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring it back stacking, Sack King Mackin. US to gear up, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Keep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Boy, so hard for the big hero bus. Ching ching partner, German rock wilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Never been a club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rose low, him back, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six niggas going like Mossville D. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails on Mackin. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six niggas girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay. Yeah. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Just to what? See what's up.
Yeah.
Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, while you frowning, put on a smile. You get a peek like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me a shot like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the whip, then we hit the club. Fresh to death, all day it's a must. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the apple bottles hug your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you, and he's down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of tune, you should come home with me.
Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more.
Yeah.
So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over? Pick up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
May the good Lord bless you.
Timmy!
Oh, yeah, people, it's going down, just like that, just like that. Happy birthday, Heavenly Angels, going down real big up in here celebrating for the birthday. Too Much Music Thursday, Wrecking the Game radio style. Q Harper, you know what I'm saying? Blowing it down once again. We're going to be doing it all show long, you know what I'm saying? All show long. So what's your granddaughter, what your daughter and everybody, what everybody doing for you?
Well, my daughter already gave me a brand new phone for my Christmas and birthday present. You know, the G2. And,
right.
Let's see, I love pie. So I'm getting pie. My sister makes me 2 chicken pot pies for my birthday every year. And I just bought myself a banana cream pie. So I'm going to put a candle in that and blow it.
Got something you can put a candle on, you know what I'm saying? You got to hurry up and blow it.
Whipped cream, there, baby, you know? Oh, no. It's not going to be that kind of party today. No.
Yeah, they heard put it out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, baby. I haven't had that party in a long time, you know. But, yeah, I just saw your video. That's great. I love it. That's special.
Was
I see how you said happy birthday.
Oh yeah, well you know, you know, froze up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That was my, you know, I was putting the special effects. You know, it was special effects on the video.
I see that was
special. Right.
I have not seen that before. Happy birthday! That's a new one. That's a new one on me.
Oh, yeah, that's how I get down, you know what I'm saying? Birthday, you know what I'm saying?
It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's really Happy New Year, you know what I'm saying? Happy New Year to you. Technically,
yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, you know, your birth, that's your New Year, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how the fuck we got this January shit going on, but, you know, every New Year for each individual is the day that they were born.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's your New Year. That's your New Year.
It's also the 12th day of Christmas. You know, the 12th.
Yeah,
the 12th,
yeah,
the 12th days of Christmas start on December 25th, and they
25th,
run through 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Wow. Yeah, no, you'll be. So fucking Merry Christmas to you, shit.
And a Happy New Year.
And
damn
it,
happy birthday,
year.
Too.
And birthday. Yeah, wrap this thing up all in one, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How is that?
This thing all together. You're like, why y'all still got the Christmas tree up? Shit, Christmas don't end on January 6th. Fuck y'all talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one big bang, baby. Yeah, that's why
you see a lot of people still have
their Christmas lights on until January 6th,
so they're sweet. Oh. Yeah, I did not know that. Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, well, check out. I got another little story for you. I'm at the motherfucking club last night. It rained down here, so you know I had to work inside the club, get my hustle on, you know, sit inside the club. So I go walking around and shit. Got a little friend girl that, you know, they got a little stripper girl in there and shit. Got a little home girl who do a little dance thing and shit. And, you know, she the only one I tip, you know what I'm saying, because she the only one come buy a little blunts and shit from it. You know, you spend with me, you got them, I'll spend with you. So I go, she dancing, she doing a little dance thing and shit, you know. I tip her, I give her $2, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put a little $2 in a little G-string thing. She started dancing, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else around. Motherfuckers got money. That's how these old, you know, you can sell broke motherfuckers in the club. You know, you'll see a motherfucker standing around flashing money. He counting money, but the bitch ain't tipping the motherfucking bank. Just the broke balls. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she get down off the stage and she do a little dance up on me, so you know I give her $2 more. $4. That's 4 blunts. 4 cigarettes. 4 Abbott Tampas or 4 Black Miles. People, that is profit out of my pocket. That's four waters, four Gatorades, $4 worth of candy. Shit. And it's profit out of my pocket. She has the nerve to turn around, like when the song was switching, turn around and talk all sweet to me, gonna tell me something. What I really need is a bill. I said, a bill? What the fuck is a bill? You know, a bill, a B-I-L-L, a bill. I don't know, a light bill, water bill, what the fuck out of there you talking about? Talking about $100. Yeah. I said, what? Hey, man, please. I said, I'm in this motherfucker trying to get a motherfucking bill, if that's the goddamn case. Yeah, I'm in this motherfucker working. You know what I mean? How the fuck you gonna work? Yeah, I'm in this bitch working. Shit, y'all ain't fucked up. I want to get my goddamn $4 back. Yeah, I want to take my money back, but at that point, you know, I went over there and said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's still my home, girl. I'm going to let that slide. I tell you, don't fucking try to hustle the hustle. What kind of shit is that? You know, I'm trying to make it look good. You know, put a couple of dollars on you to influence the other motherfuckers who fake balling, you know what I'm saying? So they'll at least come and try to outshine me, you know what I'm saying, to put at least a dollar in you, you know what I'm saying? I put four up. You know? Like, come on.
Crazy night.
So Granny Tranny, are you gonna call in? Yeah, we waiting on Granny Tranny to call in. 347-237-5125. Get some birthday shout out going on. You wanna call in and wish Heavenly Angel birthday shouts out, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it up in here. Too much music Thursday, you know what I'm saying? With your host, Cap Smells So Good up in this motherfucker, man. He live, starts his smelling pride style. Flying around and somewhere around the space needle, goddammit. Because it's got us tracked. It's got us fucking beamed in, you know what I'm saying?
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, people, I'm back. I'm back. Hey! Oh, you all fit there. Oh, yeah, you all fit there. All right. All right. We all fit there. Everybody, bam! This is out of Granny Tranny.
So did you post that video on YouTube or what?
Which one?
The police officer.
The who?
With the police officer?
Oh, no. He got the video over at his house. I gotta go get the video. I'm gonna post it, though. He just recorded last night. So I gotta go get the video from him and shit today after the show. It'll be posted this afternoon. Leave you me. That shit gonna be posted. Punk ass motherfucker. Fuck with me. I don't give a fuck about you. I'll leave you the fuck alone. Yeah. But it's all good. That's how shit go down, you know what I'm saying, around here. These motherfuckers ain't got nothing else to goddamn do, you know what I'm saying? But ride around slowly looking for something to do, you know? And you go all the way to the point, not when I'm swerving or, you know, you smell anything, you couldn't use none of them excuses, you know what I'm saying? They were so close to me, I couldn't hardly get out of the car. I still got out of that motherfucker. But I ain't give a fuck about you. You ain't throw your lights on. You ain't telling me nothing. You want to sit up here and just conversate with me, and I don't conversate with you motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck if you black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, any kind of persuasion. You got a fucking uniform on, I ain't fucking with you. I don't even fuck with family that's in the uniform. I don't do that. I don't kick my game like that. You got your job to do. Get on your fucking job. You know what I'm saying? When you get off, then family time. Other than that, unless I'm in trouble, then that's the only time I need your motherfucking help. Other than that, stay down like my feet. Don't come up trying to keep game with me or whatever. I ain't with that shit, man. Even police officers that I know, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker don't ride by my spot, pull up, talk to them, what's up. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. Buy your goddamn music and get the fuck on. But don't post my shit trying to keep conversating with me. Don't do that. Don't do that. Police is not your friend, people. Police are not your friend. Internal affairs are, but the police are not your friend. Fuck that. Big up to Internal Affairs, though, because they damn sure got my case handled for me. I appreciate that. Now that motherfucking ACLU, they slow poking, though. They ain't on their job. They ain't on their job, people. Shit. It's all good. It's all good. Come on. Let's see what we got here for you. I got some new comedy too. I got to put up there. Matter of fact, yeah, I'm bringing this new comedy up. Here we go. We're going to get into it. How about that? Let's get into another little song right here from Mrs. Heavenly Angel. Up in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Happy birthday to you. And, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Never good.
I love drinking. Hate people who don't drink. Never met an interesting person in my life who didn't drink. If you don't drink, you're a boring cunt and all your stories suck. All your stories end the same way with, "And then I got home." No one gives a shit that you've been promoted at work, and no one gives a fuck that your kids don't have bruises. Ever ask a non-drinker why they don't drink? Same fucking answer every time. You go, "Why don't you drink?" And they go, "I don't like the taste of it." Nobody does! No one likes the taste of it. We drink because we fucking have to. No one has ever had a shot of tequila and gone, "Oh, that's lovely. Next time I'll have that instead of pudding. It's so Moorish." We drink because life's shit, and you got to do whatever you can to get through the fucking day. Now... I honestly didn't mean to time it like that. That's like a magic trick, isn't it? I've decided...
Like, oh well, hey, now that's what I'm talking about. No stress, no hell. Mama, don't kiss me. still. Hey, and even though I got another bitch, little mama knows she my main bitch. That means she get my name, bitch. Got a whole girl like, ain't that a bitch? Say, yeah, you know. That's the only damn reason that I name her.
Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
This is a 186.26 exclusive.
Happy birthday like this other news. Oh. That's how we do it up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We pop bottles and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, you got your glass. You got your glass. You ready?
What?
You got the glass?
Yeah, I'm ready. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Here we go, people. Put your glasses in there. Here we go. All right.
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, sorry.
I am gay.
Fucking right, we gay people. We happy to the motherfuckers, you know what
I'm
saying?
That's right. You got that right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know you got that word. Use the context, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
gay
but,
birthday.
Shout out to everybody up
have
in this motherfucker. Have a gay birthday. Fucking right. Have a fucking gay birthday. You know, goddamn gay New Year. Fucking right. Fucking gay
right.
Jolly good J goddamn time. Hey, much love to all the people out there, man. Shouts out to, you know, everybody hanging out at the show. We got Granny Tranny up at this motherfucker. Miss Heavenly Angel, of course, the birthday girl. And all the way from the Netherlands. And I mean the Netherlands. Mr. Cyanide. Hanging out, you know what I'm saying, doing what to do, you know, celebrating. And, yeah, this is the birthday edition of the Nutty News, people. Yeah, you get Nutty News on Miss Heavenly Angel's birthday, of course. You got a motherfucker, you know, give her what she want. Give her what she want. Skate. Oh, sorry, people, sorry.
Oh, yeah, baby. What I want, I can't have.
You know? You just want life, baby. That's all you want. You know what I'm saying? And you got that. Life is
you're breathing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, better than me. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I got the nose stopped up and shit. I'm all fucked up over here. You know, hey, would you like to switch places?
But you're still breathing. And no thanks. I don't want to be shit.
Yeah, well, you know, out of one nostril, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's your blocked up old tooth down, you know.
I was gonna say, it don't sound like you even got one.
You know,
you got one tooth.
You know, yeah, how hard it is to smoke weed just to let that blow back out. That's wasting too much smoke, people. Shit. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sounded good. Over here in Ohio, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. We had Miss Computer Lady last. Shouts out to Goop at Boom! Over there in San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Teddy Baby Pot of Fresh J represent Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Yeah, it's Trilateral Commission people. I'll be the wise one. Big up to you. Represent Las Vegas with the Bits Back into Society, you know what I'm saying? Website. Make sure y'all check that out. You know what I'm saying? Bits.webs.com. And, yeah, over here in Ohio, start this thing out. You know what I'm saying? It's Nutty News brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheData.com for all your wild, weird, crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Sports job offers pouring in for homeless man.
Wait a minute now. Did you start out the intro? Did I miss it or something?
Did I who?
Did I miss the song for the Nutty News? Am I delirious?
No. You
did I miss it?
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. We'll run it back just for your birthday, lady. There you go.
It's whenever they went to fly. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social.
It's time for
you're not too tired.
It's time for the birthday edition of the news. You ain't hear the song? God damn.
You lean in and whisper something clearly in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I was in another world.
I know, I see you. You know, that was this spaceship interplanetary space travel that we do every day on this radio show.
Yeah.
dead already?
Woman, I sung happy birthday to you all the way into the whole theme song. You didn't, oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, I'm delirious. I'm telling you, I haven't had
fuck him! He's an asshole!
I haven't had much to eat.
Right.
All week, I probably had at least 10 hours sleep altogether.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
But yeah. I am gay.
Hey.
Timmy!
All fucking gay. Happy people in space. Because we ain't in the air. So... happy people up in space. Something like that. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you beamed me up too high.
You know what I'm saying? Bring it to the rooftop. Yeah. Welcome to Netherlands, to space. Space outer. We are live in space outer.
We're in the outer limits.
Oh. Left homeless after his life and career were ruined by drugs and alcohol. Williams has been offered a job by the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers and is being pursued by NFL Films for possible work after he and his compelling tale became an online curiosity. This has been totally, totally amazing, Williams said in a phone interview, his voice choking with emotion, probably from the crack pipe smoke. I'm so just thankful. God has blessed me so deeply. I'm getting a second chance to get some more crack. Amazing. Oh, God. Yeah. Take the crack out of there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. That was a real start. Congratulations, my brother. Over here in Texas, you know what I'm saying? A pilot is charged with drunken flying. What, y'all crazy? Okay.
Drunken fly? A fly.
Drunken flying.
Oh, okay.
Right. Only in Texas, people. Authorities in Texas said a man who landed his small plane on a roadway was arrested on suspicion of flying while intoxicated. The Crawford County Sheriff's Department said John Roy Peter, 38, landed his kit-built 1960 Baby Ace plane on FM 429 and taxied the vehicle to a nearby home. Hell nah. He landed the bitch on the highway and then drove on the highway.
Wow.
To a friend's house.
The other day I was so desperate for a beer I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
And it was tasty too. Good.
There you go, brother.
You know, you look like you're about 18 years old in your video.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummy dirt bag, bitch.
Oh, that wasn't a bit for you. That was a bit for you. You came in on the ass end of your ward right there.
Something you always wanted to say to me. I know.
You came in.
Got it all out,
man.
Got it all out. No, but really, you look like you're about 18 years old, man. You're holding up well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the little young dude said. I guess that's why they tried to rob me and shit, you know. But it's all good, people. I'm old enough to motherfucking de-arm your ass. I bet you that.
You look like a young buck, young kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, is your buck ready yet? Watermelon buck ready?
Oh, man. Fuck that buck, man. My goddamn family sucked all my goddamn buck down. All my shit. Fucking all my bucks off, people. I mean, I got like a fucking corner of that shit. Oh, it's gone.
You shouldn't have brought it around.
People. Shit. Well, you know, I had to bring in the new year right. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to bring it in on no alcohol.
Yeah, that was...
Well, but everybody was fucked up. Oh, man, everybody was fucked up. Everybody who drunk a cup of that shit I mean, from everybody, all my family. I mean, I probably about 8 fucking people, you know what I'm saying, had a cup of that shit, man. And oh, the motherfuckers fucked up. Took it to the bar. Them motherfuckers was fucked up. My homeboy, I went back to his house. He gave me another little bottle of orange, 2-year-old orange he had sitting up. Whoa, man. Shout out to motherfucker, my dog Pretty out there, man. Pretty as wine, goddamn it. Pretty as buck. That's what it's called. Pretty as buck wine shit. I don't know. That don't make no sense, but, you know. Yeah. Shout out to him. Had a good year. Merry the good new year on that down, you know. Okay. Man, here, that's screwed. Okay. Over here in China, tiger attacks, kills bus driver. A rare Siberian tiger attacked and killed a tour bus driver in northern China while the man's horrified passengers watched. The tiger pounced on driver Jin Saichun and dragged him into the forest after he got out to check on his bus, which was stuck in the snow at the world's largest Siberian tiger breeding base in the northern province of Heilongjiang.
Hey,
damn.
Hey,
man, that's fucked up. You go to check on the bus because that bitch stuck in the snow. And you get bit in the ass and then towed it the fuck off. Damn. Yeah. All right. What happened? Oh, everybody got knocked the fuck off. Okay. Wow. All righty then.
Timmy!
Yeah, everybody got knocked off. What happened?
Yeah. You pushed the wrong button, baby.
No, I mean, everybody just like, oh, no, I just pushed the damn, yeah.
I got kicked out.
Yeah. All right. Well, over here in Pennsylvania, contractor mistakenly level man's home. And y'all out of these riding, man. Hopefully it wasn't his home. Knows he ain't called in and shit. Pittsburgh man's home has been leveled after a city official said a contractor mistakenly demolished it along with a neighboring house. Homeowner Andre Hall says he'd already replaced the windows and done other work on the long vacant house in the city's west end neighborhood, but when he arrived to do more work, a backhoe was sitting on top of the rubble of his home. Damn. That's fucked up. But to the contractor.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how that would feel. What, to come home and your shit just crashed down? You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it was a vacant.
Yeah.
It was a vacant house too, though. He wasn't living in the motherfucker. He was working to build the bitch up. But man, that's still fucked up. You trying to, you know, got you a little shotgun house? You trying to fix it up and shit? You know, went and spent about $500 in it, painted it, three little fresh. Half a paint on it on the inside of it, because it still look raggedy on the outside, but the inside look good, goddamn it. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? Throw your little windows up in that motherfucker. Next day, you come, that bitch crash the fuck down. Ain't this a bitch. I guess that's all you can say. You sit there and just say, ain't this a bitch.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah. Over here in Georgia, 1 in 13 Georgians are behind bars on probation or on parole. That sounds like Florida. So, Georgia taxpayers spend $1 billion a year locking up so many criminal offenders that the state has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the nation. I'm pretty sure Florida is first. Oh. When it comes to overall criminal punishment, no state outdoes Georgia. Hard-nosed measures approved with wide public support forced a five-fold increase in corrections spending since 1985. And that's a fact. But, you know, the prison industry is a trillion-dollar industry. I almost shortchanged myself. A $1 trillion industry. So, yeah, you can take that to the fucking bank, people. You want to know where to invest your money at? Invest it in anything that's got to do with the prison system or the jailhouse system. Whether it's stocks, bonds, shit. Somebody trying to open up a business that and they got a contract with the jailhouse. Shit, you want a motherfucking Mac now? Anybody that's got a motherfucking contract, you know what I'm saying, with the Department of Corrections, period, that they're getting paid. That's guaranteed money. Because what? Bitches is guaranteed to do something stupid every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, riding around drinking green tea and shit and getting erroneously fucking pulled over. And then cussing the goddamn police out and then going to jail because they cussed their stupid asses out. They fucking rookie asses. Oh, sorry. Fucking rookies. Over in Washington, D.C., Washington Dicks on Chicks. D.C. is to teach juvenile delinquents yoga and Tai Chi. Yeah. That's
okay.
What the good old District of Columbia is going to do for you. Huh? The district's troubled juvenile justice agency is looking for a yoga teacher or maybe a Tai Chi instructor to work with some of the city's most dangerous youth. The idea for the new Department of Youth Rehabilitation Services programming comes from Interim Deputy Director Barry Holman. The agency is coming off a controversial year during which more than a dozen of its wards were charged with murder, and at least half a dozen were killed. God damn. That motherfucker's killing and being killed. That's what you call killing and being killed.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, they're killing kids. Damn, that's fucked up.
Terrible. This is sad. I can't even say
that. Damn.
You know,
I know there's got to be more news than that. Come on, people. I know we read a lot of news yesterday, but there's got to be more news than that. What the? Well, the heavenly angel, I guess he might be out of the news.
I just can't win.
Can't win for winning, for losing. When you lose, win. Lose to win. All right, now I'm just bullshitting with you. Over here in Russia, we're going to take this thing to Russia. Colored snow falls in Russia. I bet it did. Yeah. And watch who was around, goddamn, depending on the color of it. Hey, that's yellow snow. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
An unusual colored snowfall settled on several areas of the southern eastern Russia city of Samara. A spokesman for the emergency ministry said the gray and beige colored snow is not a health threat to the city's residents. Experts say they believe the colored snow was a result of sandstorms in Kazakhstan mixing sand and clay into the falling snow. Huh. This just did. JetBlue Airways offers select one-way airfare starting at $29 during its fall deal sale. Although fall fares aren't as low as some recent offerings, it's still a very low starting price for those routes. There you go. Fly JetBlue, one-way airfares from $29. God
damn,
what the hell
is
that?
Starts falling off a few months ago.
That's
all.
That ain't that new?
Yeah,
that's why y'all motherfuckers are charging $29. No, thank you.
How much is your life worth?
If that's the case. I'll kill myself if that's the case. No, thank you.
I posted a video in there that Jaime Garcia posted aiming towards cyanide because it's in the Netherlands.
Is this nutty? Toxic smoke and fumes shoot from two huge chemical plants. Plant fires in the Netherlands. Here we go. Let's go in.
Great worries here of toxic smoke reaching very high into the atmosphere and affecting nearby residents. There's a huge factory completely on fire in an industrial area at the south of Rotterdam. Authorities are a bit concerned about the potential toxicity of the chemicals involved in the blaze. There are about 150 firefighters fighting the blaze, which they have managed to get under control. A nearby factory also caught fire. Huge mushroom clouds were sent plummeting into the atmosphere. This is a big fire. So they're now doing tests on the smoke to see just how dangerous, if in fact it is at all, and what symptoms the people should be looking out for. There's chemicals in the rubber industry, agriculture, horticulture, offshore supplies. It deals with all this paint, logistics, shipping and others. And a nearby engine plant also caught fire. Nobody's hurt. And just have to see what the implications will be now.
Alrighty then, two chemical plants were inflamed. They didn't tell you much. Wow, okay,
yeah,
I haven't seen that video. they didn't tell you much.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of reporter was that? Like,
what happened? How did it happen? You know, who's alive? Who's dead?
Yeah.
Where in the Leatherland?
Oh, no, I'm going to download. Hey, where did that come from? Damn, sorry. You want to know where that came from? All right, well, I got to download. Goddamn went out real quick.
What are you
people.
Talking about here?
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Shit. Over here in Washington, let me go ahead and kick this back on real quick.
Washington State or D.C.?
Just Washington. It doesn't say what part.
Mm-hmm.
Cat mess in bathroom leads to shooting.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Are we about to hear it all?
Hey, this is how y'all get down. No cat piss, bitch. Pow! Damn. A dispute over roommates' cats led to a shooting that left a 44-year-old man in stable condition and sent the gunman to jail on an attempted homicide charge. The victim and suspect, 55-year-old Alan Kentner, as well as other roommates, have been watching television when a dispute over Kittner's cats making messes in the bathroom erupted. Kittner, armed with a .22 caliber rifle, which he began firing at the victim. Damn.
Okay.
Over the fucking cat piss?
That's somebody having a bad day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Anyways, hola, mi amigos y mi amigas, we're in Spain. Hey, pow, pow. I don't know why I do that, but yeah. Shouts out to Mari Torres and Mr. Ramayek. Hey, Lotto winner nearly loses millions by tossing tickets. Damn. A Spanish lottery player nearly lost 9 million euros, approximately $12 million, and winnings after tossing tickets in the rubbish, only to later discover they were winners. After a desperate search of his home and with hope running out, Nazales ran out to his neighborhood rubbish bin without thinking about it for 2 seconds and in front of stunned passersbyers. He dumped over the container and began rifling through its contents. Damn, boy. Congratulations, boy. You was almost going to be a dumbass, boy.
Karma is something else, huh?
Damn, $12 million. You threw away almost. Well, you threw it away. You threw away $12 million. But you got it back. Damn. In New York, polar bear swim going strong. That's what I'm talking about. Crazy ass. Boy, y'all, what? Listen, let me see how many black people out there. One. None. Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Right.
Okay. Maybe there's half of one.
She got some black in her from last
does
night.
Half of one? Does half of one count? Yeah,
she
really
has
one
from,
in.
She has a black in her from last night. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't had some black.
Oh, man.
Wow, baby.
A record 1,500 swimmers dashed into the 35-degree surf at New York Coney Islands for the annual New Year's Day Polar Bear Swim. The swimmers' attire ranged from bikinis to mermaid costumes and scuba gear. The event was also a fundraiser for Camp Sunshine for seriously ill children. Damn! But I mean, y'all got to be seriously ill when y'all get up out that motherfucker. 35 degrees.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No. No.
If it was to raise money so I can get reefer, would you do it?
If there was what? Cut out.
If it, huh?
I said, you
so
cut
I
out.
So I get some weed, you wouldn't do it? You wouldn't go on the 35-degree weather in New York City so I can buy me some weed?
No.
What kind of friend is you? You ain't really dedicated.
I put a better video on here for somebody, maybe.
You ain't really dedicated. Oh, man. We'll get to that. After Illinois, where man jumped into Lake Michigan to get girlfriend's water bottle. See what I'm saying? You ain't really dedicated. You ain't really dedicated.
There
you ain't really dedicated. Where is that guy at? I need him on the show.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Yeah. Emergency personnel responded to a call.
Ty and I are trying to get their attention in the chat room.
No. You
know.
Old server running. I ain't got the win out yet. How can I run it? I ain't got the win out.
He's busy working here, people.
I'm telling you, people. Y'all act like I'm just
the
rolling
job
weed
right
up. Y'all like I'm just sitting here rolling with some weed up.
Which you are.
You know. And well, get that
now,
done
now what? You ain't doing nothing else.
Let me get that done first. Emergency personnel responded to a call of a person in the water at East Congress Parkway. Michael Hilly, 19, was sitting alongside his girlfriend when her water bottle fell into the lake. Hilling jumped into the water trying to retrieve it, but went underwater. You dumbass. When personnel arrived, they found a woman, reportedly his girlfriend, standing where the man had fallen in. Firefighters pulled the man's body out of the water.
All right.
I got to see if he died, because they pulled his body out of the water. Yep, son drowned over a water bottle. Damn. Ain't that a bitch? You lost your life over the plastic bottle, boy. I hope you got a pussy for your dad. Damn. Oh, sorry, dude. Sorry. I got the brother of murder. I got the brother of murder. Download Winamp 5.6, the ultimate media player. Just go to winamp.com. And if y'all think I'm playing, yeah, there you go. Bam. Bam. There you go. Bam. Bam. There you go. Bam. There you go. See, I'm working. I'm working. I'm working. I'm working. Bam. Bam. All right. Got to get work back. Work. Work. Work back. Work. Work. Work.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is spreading.
Oh, that's all I see. I don't know what was happening.
Well, play the video that I sent you. It's a...
Oh, okay.
It's pretty news.
Let's play the video.
It's crazy news, actually. Look at it. It's crazy.
Here we go, people.
When you picture Goldstream Provincial Park, you probably conjure up images of salmon spawning in the river, eagles flying, and pristine wilderness. But yesterday afternoon, visitors to the park got a shock when the usually clean-running river had gone green. The Ministry of Environment says the fluorescent water could be the result of a prank. Now people are wondering if the real victims here are the wildlife and the fish that return to the river each year to spawn. A-News reporter Louise Hartland joins us now with the story, Louise.
Andrew, every year thousands of people flock to Goldstream to watch the salmon run and enjoy the provincial park. Last night, people looking to take in the natural beauty got a big surprise. From Goldstream to Greenstream. Last night, one of the jewels of Vancouver Island ran the color of a glowing emerald.
It was the greenest thing I'd ever seen. It's green like glycol.
It was glowing almost. It was very, 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 it was almost like lime green coloring jello. It was almost glowing and it was soft.
Fluorescent, bitch. God damn. Can't you just say fucking fluorescent?
No. The asteroid.
Ministry of...
They look like a what? Asteroid. Oh.
An act of vandalism. It is testing water samples collected by the Langford Fire Department last night. The results haven't come back yet, but they think they know what caused it.
Indications are that the discoloration is due to the deposit of a fluorescent green dye, a dye used generally for chasing contaminants down sewer pipes and other drainage systems.
Water tracing dyes are readily available online. This one-pound container alone will dye 120,000 gallons of water. That's almost 500,000 one-liter milk jugs. But the river isn't the only thing glowing in Langford. This water fountain on Veterans Memorial Parkway also looks like Kool-Aid. Firefighters, the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, and the Ministry of Environment were all called out to see what was turning the water green. One thing is for sure, this prank is going to cost taxpayers a lot of money. From shock to concern, the question now is what damage can this do to the precious ecosystem?
Fisheries and Oceans is very concerned about...
Yeah, that's fucked up. So what? I mean, what is gold stream? Is the water gold? Supposed to be gold or something? Well, that is. Hell yeah! It don't matter if it's non toxic. Man, people do some stupid shit out there, man. People are some fucked up people, man. You people out there are some fucked up people, man. Damn it. What the hell is this include MP3 bundle? What the fuck is that? I don't know. Give me that shit, dude. It's free. Let me get it. Fuck it. Winamp. Pump up your computer. Sorry, people. Okay, let me get this Heavenly Angel back up in here and see if that's found.
Timmy!
All right.
Keep jumping ship here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it looks like antifreeze, don't you think?
No, they also better not put no fucking antifreeze in the water, because if they would have did some
that's
shit like that.
That's what it looks
that,
like, though.
In that amount? No, but see that little report that they said, you can't buy that type of dye stuff. That's for, like, detecting leaks in the radiator and shit.
Right, yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can, yeah, or in your AC system, you know what I'm saying? They put that leak detector. That's what it looked like, leak detector and shit. But
you've
I'm still
a plumber,
saying, to put that in the water period, where they finna come and have babies and shit, that's going to have an impact. Whether it's, you know what I'm saying, because it's a man-made chemical. It's a chemical.
Yeah, that ain't healthy.
Different
I'm
shit
sure.
together to fucking make it, so therefore it's a chemical. It's an imbalance to a balanced goddamn what the fuck you call it? Balance whatever the fuck the little area around that it's gonna knock the balance off, knock the chemistry off. That's what
I'm saying.
But over here in Romania declares witchcraft to be a legal profession.
Wow, okay. I think I've heard it all now.
You know that. Romania has changed its labor laws to officially recognize witchcraft as a profession, prompting one self-described witch to threaten retaliation. In addition to witches, astrologers, embalmers, valets, and driving instructors are now considered by labor law to be working real jobs, making it harder for them to avoid income tax. Hell no.
Oh, wow.
That's
crazy.
Y'all taxing witches? How you tax a witch? Well, because they pay her shit. Bitches pay for that shit. So I guess they say shit. If you receive the money, you know what I'm saying? We need to get some of that shit. Fuck it. Hey, well, governments ain't playing, man. They going to find some way to get the shit. Get something from you. And I'm going to find some way to get some from you. Oh, yeah. I don't know where that gets
from. Can we help up?
Oh, yeah. We had to take a moment of silence for all my smoked out homeboys. You know what I'm saying? Let me take a moment of silence. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Over in the Ukraine, the Stalin statue exploded in Ukrainian city. That's what I'm talking about. Who the fuck wants some goddamn picture of Stalin any goddamn way? An explosion destroyed a statue of Joseph Stalin in Ukrainian city just before the year began. That's what I'm talking about. They started a new year and good. Several minutes before the blast, a group of men was walking along the fence. One of them climbed over the fence and hung a bag that obviously had an explosive device inside it on the statue. Police are searching for the perpetrators. God damn right, he should have blew his ass up. Fuck you want a damn statue of a fucking murderer for? Dumbasses. Y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. Well, congratulations to the dude that did that. Hold on. Let me go back here real quick. Winamp, Winamp, get your shit right. Oh, I could do some good commercials. I think so. I think you would buy Winamp just for me doing that, wouldn't you? You want to go buy Winamp right now, don't you? I know you holding it in. I know. It's all good. You ain't got to run, Evelyn. You ain't got to run. Oh. And keep this thing going. Weird news. The best of the bizarre in 2010. Shall we go in? Yes, we shall. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Say it again. God damn it. Woman, what are you doing over there?
What? Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Cue and shit. God damn.
I was
going
to take the birthday pie, baby, for my grandson.
Oh, that's right. The pie. No, I don't need your 50 free downloads. I don't want a set WinAmp as my search. And I don't need a WinAmp toolbar. Oh, yeah, I do, because I can use South Kenya's eye. Anyway. Bam! Wayne's World, Smelly's World, party time. Excellent. In 2010, a guy actually named Donald Duck was accused of driving drunk, while another named Frankenstein, with a scar, just as you'd expect, across his forehead, allegedly threatened to stab a cop at a Toby Keith concert. As we look back on the year that was, we find that the Vatican newspaper declared Homer Simpson to be Catholic, and Santa Claus, an ordained minister from Nevada, spoke out against the Pope. Let's go in a little bit more, because I'm pretty sure they got a good wrap-up. And that was so stupid, you know what I'm saying? The fucking Catholic Church. I mean, come on, Catholics. Y'all ain't even speak up on that. That didn't seem absolutely stupid for you to name a goddamn cartoon character a fucking religion. I mean, come the fuck on. Who the fuck was Betty Booth then? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck was she? Goddamn Muslim? Crazy motherfucker. The world's largest statue of Jesus Christ completed in November towers over Świdnica, a city in western Poland. Man, y'all some stupid motherfuckers. In the realm of human achievement, an armless pianist won China's top talent show. A British man spent 121 days in a small room with 30 venomous snakes, only to be rejected by a Guinness Book of World Records. It's fucked up. Okay. What the hell happened?
Huh?
Nah, my whole browser just shut down on me.
Oh, no. Mine's stuck, too.
What the fuck was that? All right, then, people. Well, we've had a brief interruption in the United News. That he knew has briefly been interrupted by Mozilla, where your shit will shut down on you for something. Don't worry, people. We have the backup. You know what I'm saying? We do have the backup. See, I got that damn, I use Avant browser, but the Avant browser kind of sucks. Because it buffers too damn much and always refreshes. So you'd be working on something and be right in the middle of it and that shit would just refresh. So it kind of sucks.
Google Chrome sucks too.
Yeah, it does. Motherfucker talking about, yeah, man, you need to get. I mean, I've been at that shit. Yeah, that shit first came out. That shit sucks. It loads up fast, it comes up fast, but then shit, when you in the middle of doing shit, it freezes the fuck up. And you can't do nothing. You gotta shut the whole shit down. Man, Google Chrome sucks. Google Chrome, it sucks. It's not excellent. All right. Well, since we got to wait to the what the is going on with this browser? See, that's what I don't like about this. This shit gets stuck. And then...
Don't mind me. I'm just eating some pie.
Oh.
Hey, pie.
Right. I tell
Greeny,
you what, wait.
Banana pie.
There you go. Why you eating your pie, girl? I got something for you. Do do do.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweet little lady. Oh, my, 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 my. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. May the good Lord, may the good Lord, may the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord be with you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you, yeah. May the good Lord, I say, may the good Lord, may the good May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you.
Yeah. Going down right here. Happy birthday once again. That's how we doing the Record Game Radio style. I'm the host, Captain Smell So Good. We got Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, celebrating the birthday, you know what I'm saying, doing the real big, ready to kick somebody in the head. You know what I'm saying? Call up. Y'all want to be kicked in the head, 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? Get kicked in the head all the way live right here on Record Game Radio. Happy birthday style, you know what I'm saying, doing the real big, man.
I don't hear the crowd, ahead. Man. Where's the crowd at?
Yeah, where is the crowd at? There you go. Yeah, no?
Shit. If this right. Gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, no?
Mashed potatoes, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's
so, once again, happy birthday.
Yay!
Ooh! All right.
Ah.
It's going down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
I'm digging it, baby.
Can you dig it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm digging it.
And that'll do it for the Nutty News of the Day, people. Brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Look at that, Santa Claus. We're going to get into another new one right here by Mr. Mello Khan. You know what I'm saying? I like this song right here. I like this song. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take it easy for Miss Heavenly Angel's birthday. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Granny Tranny. You know what I'm saying? Out there representing the society. Nah. Doing it real big, man. And this is how we do. Check us out.
I'm from where the
cannabis grow. Them hammers are blowing. Bandanas ain't something that we match with our clothes we bang. It's unfortunate we scorch the terrain. For injustice that we suffer, still reluctant to change. Do a buck in the rain. The hydro was anything but plain. Niggas moving such vacuous aim. I'll engage in real conversation if allowed to. I live in a city where negativity surrounds you. Easier said, but control your mind. A lot of times our very struggle is our own design. We get swole with pride. Neighborhoods collide. What would happen if Pac lived another dude to die? Never mind, I'm just tripping, man, my shoes untied. Either you positive or negative, so choose a side. Even I keep a pistol, cause these fools have tried to put a young focused brother on the news at 5 or 6.
I can't let it stop me. Focus on making life easy. If you don't give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy. Don't worry, believe me. You'll see it can be what you make it make it easy.
You ever heard the saying? Stop and smell the roses. We be moving too fast to even notice the small things. Shucking and jiving a 9 to 5 and or out there on the corner just eyeing a slice of pie. And the everyday grinding is blinding us to the science. See, all we know is math, but we don't know the half. So tell me when the last time you sat with yourself and tried to understand the reason for your place on the shelf. Why you're next to the peas instead of next to the cheese. Why we lose our self-respect to gain respect from the streets. When the last time you slowed that lack down to a nice beat. Heard a nice song or felt a nice breeze. Felt love was the only thing you might need. You ever had a real friend that you can call that? Me and you done been through some shit, homie. That's worth more than any lifestyle you can give to me. Now count that.
I can't let it stop me. Focus on making life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy. Don't worry, believe me. You'll see it can be what you make it easy.
Die young, get pitched in the hood, call it Cy Young. Somebody had to tell it to you, that's why I've come. You're too smart to play dumb, young man, I said. So many brothers living fast just to die young. Get pitched in the hood, call it Cy Young. Somebody had to tell it to you, that's why I've come. You're too smart to play dumb, young man.
I can't let it stop me. Focus on making life easy. If you give life a chance, you can do it to make it easy. Breathe in, breathe out easy. Don't worry, believe me. You'll see it can be what you make it, make it easy.
Follow me to Babylon. Don't forget the bomb and you carry on.
Cause we're building that.
This is another Dead Dog Records production.
Hey.
me thinking about leaving, or leaving this time.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweet little lady. Oh, my, 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 my. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you, yeah. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you, bless you, yeah. May the good Lord, I say, may the good Lord, may the good Lord, may the good Lord